Strong, hot, dry winds are forecast in fire-ravaged California this morning, where at least 25 people have been killed by out-of-control blazes. The bushfires are burning at either end of the state. More than 200,000 people have been evacuated, and there are warnings that more homes could be destroyed. North America correspondent James Glenday is in the Californian city of Thousand Oaks this morning. James, Thousand Oaks was the site of the mass shooting that claimed 12 lives last week, and now parts of it have been evacuated. What's the scene like there at the moment?
Well, the wind has really just picked up here, as was forecast. And behind where we are, huge plumes of smoke are heading up into the sky from the Woolsey Fire, which is one of the major fires that's been burning into Malibu and destroying homes. We've just been at the Thousand Oaks Teen Centre a few nights ago. That was where people came looking for loved ones after the massacre at the Borderline Bar. Now it's become temporary accommodation for a number of people who have been forced to evacuate. Most of them are sitting watching live TV coverage of the fire inside, hoping that they don't see their homes among those engulfed in flames.
Weather forecasters are warning that conditions could deteriorate over the next few days. What are they most worried about?
But they're really worried about these winds that have just hit. They're forecast to persist for the next couple of days. The brush, the scrub around here is very, very dry, and the winds are basically driving the flames into those dry areas and making it very, very difficult to guide the fire or control it. And authorities have warned that more homes around here could and are likely to be lost.
US President Donald Trump has weighed in on the emergency. He's declared that better forest management could have stopped the devastation in California. How has that intervention been received on the ground?
I think at the emergency centres, a few people have been discussing it and debating it, but largely it's been ignored. And that's because people are worried about bigger things at the moment than politics. They've been speaking about their dogs, their photos, their homes, their gardens, all those kind of things. Near here, though, in LA, a number of Hollywood stars have hit out at the president, accusing him of politicizing the fires. One said that he should be showing more leadership. And perhaps that's also partly because some stars have been directly affected by this, particularly around Malibu. We were there yesterday, and some of the very big, luxurious estates in the hills, and indeed even some of the very nice cliff-top villas that outlook over the Pacific Ocean are among the houses that have been reduced to rubble.
And that's North America correspondent James Glenday, who's in the city of Thousand Oaks, California.